Just before we start, Ros and Margaret are praying in the back office. A couple of things. The Christian Aid envelopes. Margaret is here again with them, and they're out on the foyer. If you haven't already picked up your Christian Aid envelope bag, please do so this week. And if you'd like to take any extra envelopes for your neighbours nearby, there are no collections involved. We're just the post people delivering the envelopes out. They will come back to central points. So it won't involve any extra commitment. If you have two or three neighbours either side of you who you think might be interested in Christian Aid, and you pop an envelope through their door, that will be absolutely wonderful. The more envelopes that go out, hopefully, the more money Christian Aid will get back again. We're having a celebration picnic after the service this morning. There's also, we've had some donations of cake, so there'll be tea and cake to accompany your picnic lunch if you've brought it with you. And if you haven't brought a picnic lunch, you can pop to Waitrose and buy a sandwich, or you could be terribly unhealthy and just have cake and tea for your lunch. I'm sure the King won't mind. But do stay and join us, because we're going to be trying to enjoy our new picnic area outside, so it's very happy with just tea and cake, or butties as well, if that's what you've brought. And finally, to be part of the celebration weekend, it's been on the notices, we're showing The King and I, the film, next Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. It's a sing-along version, but you don't have to sing along, but it was our way of perhaps being part of what was going on in London. We're doing the one with Yul Brynner and Deborah Carr, so it's a very nice one with wonderful diction and beautiful clothes, The King of Siam. So we're showing The King and I, and that's our conclusion to our celebration weekends. But Ross is now going to lead us in worship with our communion service with the theme of allegiance, which is all linked in with all the important things that have been happening in this last week or so. Thank you.
Thank you, Judith, and good morning.
Good morning.
So we meet together on the fifth Sunday of Easter. Have you noticed there's a coronation weekend? Yes, coronation weekend. And as Judith said, our theme is thinking about allegiance and homage this morning. We begin, and I'm still expecting the roof to be taken off the church as we greet each other and we praise that Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. And we sing together, at the name of Jesus.
Confess him, King of glory now. 'Tis the Father's plan.
And so let us come before God in prayer. Let us pray. Glory to you, O God. You raised Jesus from the grave, bringing us victory over death and giving us eternal life. Glory to you, O Christ. For us and for our salvation, you overcame death and opened the gate to everlasting life. Glory to you, O Holy Spirit. You lead us into the truth and breathe new life into us. Glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. If we have fallen into despair, Lord, forgive us. If we have failed to hope in you, Lord, forgive us. If we have been fearful of death, Lord, forgive us. If we have forgotten the victory of Christ, Lord, forgive us. May the living God raise us from despair, give us victory over sin, and set us free in Christ. Almighty God, of your own free goodness and mercy, you have created us, and through the resurrection of your only begotten Son, you have given us hope. Guard us by your love, and in your wisdom, keep us in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we pray a blessing over the offering. Generous and loving God, we know that all that we have comes from you. We are thankful that we have this opportunity to return to you, to offer you some tokens of the blessings that you pour out upon us, those money gifts brought today and sent via the internet. And with them, we offer you our lives as a living sacrifice. We pray, Lord, that you will use all to further your name and your kingdom in this place, this community, and this nation. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And now Hilary will bring to us our reading this morning.
The reading is taken from 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning to read at verse 2. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture, it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame." Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone, and a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Amen.
Thank you, Hilary. And now let us pray. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, I take it, since you are here this morning, that you, like me, weren't invited to the coronation in Westminster Abbey yesterday. Or maybe you were, and you've hot-footed it to be back with us here this morning. Was anyone here invited to the coronation? No? Probably lost in the post like mine, I imagine. Yet, despite that, we stand here today surrounded by royalty. Have just a little furtive look around. Can you spot the royal people amongst us? Have a look. Don't stare. Yes? No? Well, we stand here as those invited by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to become for God, as we heard, a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. How wonderful an invitation is that. And we have been chosen, called to be a royal priesthood. Why? So that we may declare the praises of God who called us out of darkness into God's wonderful light. All of this, of course, not because we are anything special or more special than anyone else, but by the blood of Christ and because of the love and mercy and grace of God upon which we all depend. And so once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. So there you are. You are a royal priesthood. So take another look around. Look at your royal sisters and brothers. Give them a regal wave. So, you are not in Westminster Abbey, but you are in royal company. We were not personally invited to the coronation of our earthly king, King Charles III. Although, of course, we were all invited to watch on the television or on big screens and to celebrate, which many of us will have done. During the coronation service, amongst the centuries-old traditions, there were a few new ones. There were some changes. And the one which generated the most discussion and the most column inches in the newspapers was the oath of allegiance to the new monarch and his heirs. In the past, this was sworn by the blood peers who were in the abbey at the coronation of whichever monarch it was. But this time, for the first time, there was the opportunity written into the service for anyone to join in, wherever they were. And some of us will have done, and some of us will have chosen not to. The Cambridge Dictionary defines allegiance as loyalty and support for a ruler, a country, a group, or a belief. So I guess, using that definition, we all of us will have various allegiances, maybe to the monarch, to a country, to a football club, to a political party, to our own village or town, to the place where we were born. But as those who are God's chosen people, who are the living stones that Christ, the cornerstone, is building into a living temple, our first allegiance must surely always be to God. Whatever other allegiances we may have, our first is to God. That means that with the whole church, we show our allegiance to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords by serving God as a royal priesthood. That means we serve by bringing praise and worship to God, not to gain God's favour, but because adoration is our response to God's grace to us. We serve as a royal priesthood by offering ourselves as a living sacrifice to the purposes of God and God's call on our lives, declaring God's praises by honouring God in all that we do, all that we say, and all that we are, demonstrating to the world around what a difference God makes in our lives. And so, as a royal priesthood, we serve as the bridge between God and people, testifying by our words and deeds to the world around that God's love is for all people, so that others will hear themselves called by God into this priesthood and know themselves chosen to be part of God's kingdom. Sisters and brothers, this is a high calling. There is none higher. And it is your calling. Being a royal priesthood is both an immense privilege and an immense responsibility. And so on this special weekend, when a new earthly king is crowned, and as a nation, we focus on the meaning of royalty and allegiance. We hear in this letter from Peter, speaking to the church about identity and vocation. As the church and members of it, our identity is as a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. And our vocation is the proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ in word and deed. And our first allegiance is always to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And now I invite you, if you so wish, as a royal priesthood, to pledge your allegiance to the Lord God Almighty, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, by standing or sitting as you're more comfortable and singing, "Take My Life and Let It Be."
Take my mind.
And so we turn to our prayers of intercession. Let us pray. In the power of the resurrection, we offer our prayers to God. Let us pray. Remember, O Lord, in your love, the church throughout the world. We particularly hold before you, Lord, our sisters and brothers who live in places where they cannot worship freely, where they cannot walk along to a church in safety, where they cannot spread the good news openly. We pray, Lord, your special presence and protection upon them. And help us, Lord, not to take for granted the freedoms that we have to proclaim you as our Lord and Saviour. May your whole church know your power and be a sign that Christ is risen. Lord of life, hear us in your love. Remember in your love the world you have made, those who seek a fair and proper use of the world's resources, those who strive for justice and peace among the nations. And we remember today those nations that have particularly difficult times at this moment. We continue to pray for Ukraine. We pray for Sudan. We pray for those nations where gun violence seems to be on the increase with innocent victims. And we hold before you those nations where there is strife, those that are not at the top of our news anymore, but where people like us, made in your image, are barred from having a normal and peaceful life. May the whole earth be transformed by mercy and rejoice. Lord of life, hear us in your love. Remember in your love those who suffer as the victims of violence and injustice, and those who mourn. We hold before you, Lord, those who are known to us, who are not well at this time. And we particularly remember Carol, and pray that you will be close by her, surround her with your love, your presence, and your strength. And in the silence, we bring before you others who are on our hearts and minds this day. May all in need find comfort, strength, and freedom in the living Christ. Lord of life, hear us in your love. We hold before you those who are in power, those who have been elected in the elections on Thursday, those who are part of our parliament and our government. And we pray, Lord, that you will strengthen those who look to you for their guidance. We pray that you will raise up women and men of integrity to lead us, and that you will prompt us to pray for those who have been called to that high calling, that difficult role. Help us to support them with our prayers. Lord of life, hear us in your love. Remember in your love those who have died, those who have confessed the faith, and those whose faith is known to you alone. May all your children receive grace and light according to their needs and come at last to share with all the saints in life eternal. Lord of life, hear us in your love. And this morning we pray for King Charles III, In the words of the Chaplain General of the Army, the Reverend Michael Parker, a Methodist minister, "Loving God, come with your grace and heavenly aid to fill the heart of your servant King Charles. Anoint him with your spirit and lead him into all truth. Grant him wisdom to fulfill this calling, to promote freedom of conscience, generosity of spirit, and care for others. Give him strength for all the future holds, that in his thoughts, words, and actions he may seek your honour and glory. Bless Camilla, the Queen Consort, and all of the royal family, that enriched by your presence, they may serve with faithfulness and in peace. We ask this in the name of him who is the King of kings and Lord of lords, Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen." Gracious God, we ask all these prayers, those spoken aloud, those spoken in our hearts, those so deep within us that we do not have words to form them, but we know that you hear them. We ask these prayers through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Saviour. Amen. As our Saviour taught his disciples, we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And as we contemplate the issue of kingship this weekend particularly, and we think about the kind of king that our Lord Jesus Christ is, we sing as our communion hymn, Meekness and Majesty.
Heights of And now we come to the peace. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then they were glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the risen Christ be always with you. And let's offer each other the wave of peace. Here is bread, God's good gift. It will become for us the bread of life. Here is wine, God's good gift. It will become for us the cup of salvation. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Shall we say that with some more oomph? We've just made our homage and our allegiance, and we know that Christ is risen. So we'll lift up our hearts. Ready? Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. Blessing and honor, glory and power are rightly yours, all gracious God. By your creative word, you brought the world to birth. In your generous love, you made the human family, that we may see your glory and live forever in your presence. Blessing and honor, glory and power are rightly yours, O gracious God. When we wandered from you in our sin, you sought us with your steadfast love and did not give us up. In the fullness of time, you sent your Son to be our Saviour and Deliverer. Made of flesh and blood, he lived our life and died our death upon the cross. Death could not hold him, and now he reigns at your right hand. Blessing and honour, glory and power are rightly yours, all gracious God. Therefore, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we bless and praise your glorious name, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed indeed is the Lord Jesus Christ, who at supper with his friends took bread and gave you thanks, broke it and gave it to them and said, Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When supper was ended, he took the cup and gave you thanks, gave it to them and said, Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for everyone, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Therefore, Father, we celebrate this Passover of gladness, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise. Send your Holy Spirit, that these gifts and bread and wine may be for us the body and blood of Christ. Gather us who share this feast into the company of your kingdom, of your glory, that with all your people in every time and place, we may praise and worship you forever through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Heavenly Father, now and ever. Amen. Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. In a moment, there will be the invitation to come forward for the bread and wine. All are welcome, as always, to come forward to take the elements. If possible, if you can come down the middle and go back round so that we can manage in an orderly fashion. If, however, it's difficult for you and uncomfortable to walk right the way round, then please do take a shortcut through. We meet the risen Christ in the breaking of bread. Draw near with faith. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. 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 Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life.
Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice, you became nothing. Poured out to death. Many times I've wondered at your gift of life, and I'm in that place once again.
The body of Christ give you in eternal
life. I'm in that place once again.
The body of Christ give you in eternal life.
And once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy. And I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life.
Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life.
Now you are exalted to the highest place, King of the heavens, where one day I'll bow. But for now, I'm marvel at this saving grace, and I'm full of praise once again. And I'm full of praise once again. Once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy, and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life.
Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life.
Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend.
Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life.
body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ keep you in eternal life.
And so let us pray together. God of our salvation, we thank you for our communion with the risen Christ and with all who love him in earth and heaven. We pray that, strengthened by his grace, we may serve you faithfully all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we sing our final hymn together this morning, There Is a Higher Throne. The Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen us to walk with him in his risen life. And may Almighty God bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia. Go in joy and peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Alleluia.